The suspect in a triple homicide who's been on the run since late December has been captured. It's Friday, January 10th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, both candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court are reporting historic donation levels. And Wisconsin has a new professional women's volleyball team that has its first match today. Stay with us.
Make an appointment with Public Radio's favorite family doc on the next Zorba Pastor on Your Health.
Okay, Carol, do you like taking calls from our listeners?
I do.
How about sharing our wonderful heart-healthy recipes?
Absolutely.
Do you like to keep up with the latest medical research?
Always.
If you do, Carol, stay tuned.
Saturday afternoon at 1 and Sunday night at 6 on WPR News.
The suspect in a triple homicide has been taken into custody. As Hope Kerwin reports, the arrest comes after a week-long manhunt involving federal authorities.
The Juneau County Sheriff's Office said in a statement Thursday that Virgil Thu was taken into custody without incident. Authorities identified Thu after responding to a report of a suspicious individual in the city of Elroy. It's about 13 miles from New Lisbon, where the murders took place. Thu was charged with the deaths of his girlfriend, his 12-year-old stepdaughter, and a 13-year-old girl. Their bodies were found December 30th at the home Thu shares with his mother. All three victims had gunshot wounds to the head. Local authorities had issued a statewide alert for Thu on Friday after failing to locate him. They received assistance from a number of local and state agencies, as well as the FBI and U.S. Marshals Service. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Wisconsin woman who at the age of 12 stabbed a classmate in what became known as the Slender Man case will be released from a psychiatric hospital. Morgan Geiser is now 22 years old. She spent nearly 7 years in a state mental health facility. After a day-long hearing yesterday, a Waukesha County judge granted Geiser's request for release, finding that she was no longer a safety risk. He ordered the state to set up a housing and supervision plan for her. Geiser and her friend Anissa Weyer were both 12 years old when Geiser stabbed a classmate 19 times in 2014. Weyer encouraged her throughout the attack. That classmate survived. Both Geiser and Weyer told investigators they attacked the girl to please the online horror character Slender Man. They each pleaded guilty to attempted homicide charges. Weyer was also treated at a psychiatric center. She was released in 2021. With a deadline looming, a northern Wisconsin tribe has re-added barricades along roads at the heart of a dispute with the town of Lac des Flambeaux. Homeowners fear that they will once again face restricted access. The barricades rest along the same four roads that the tribe first blocked 2 years ago. Since they've reopened, the town has been paying monthly access fees that leaders say they can no longer afford. Unless the town pays by January 16th, Tribal President John Johnson Sr. said the tribe would restrict access once again. Tribal spokesperson Aria Breedlove read a statement from Johnson, voicing frustration about the town's refusal to meet.
The town's inconsistent statements publicly declaring inability to pay and then making partial last-minute payments while also putting forward settlement proposals that disregard our central concerns demonstrates a lack of transparency and good faith intent.
A federal judge has urged tribal leaders to refrain from limiting access until a lawsuit over the matter is resolved. Around $5 million has already been raised by the two judges running to be Wisconsin's next Supreme Court justice. Rich Kramer reports that Dane County Judge Susan Crawford says she's outraged former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel.
Schimmel's campaign says it has raised a total of $2.2 million since he got in the race more than a year ago. Crawford's campaign says it's raised $2.8 million since she got in the race this June. Those totals well exceed what candidates in the last state Supreme Court race brought in. At the same point in 2023, now Justice Janet Protasiewicz, a liberal, raised around $925,000, and former conservative Justice Dan Kelly had raised just $314,000. The stakes in the April Supreme Court election are high. Liberals took control of the court 2 years ago and are hoping to keep their majority. Republicans are hoping to flip the court back to conservative control. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
There are data centers already in the works in Kenosha and Mount Pleasant, and now it looks like Port Washington could be up next. A developer called Cloverleaf Infrastructure wants to bring a data center to more than 1,000 acres north of the city. Ted Knightsky is the mayor of Port Washington. At a common council meeting this week, he said he supports the plan because it would make the city less reliant on residential property taxes for its revenue.
When I ran for mayor 5 years ago, it was one of the things that I had talked about very significantly was we have to be strategic about finding opportunities to spread out that tax burden.
The project would require annexing land from the town of Port Washington, and that's not possible until the city's land agreement with the town runs out in December, or until both sides agree to cancel it early. There's a new professional women's volleyball team in Madison. Love Madison has their first match today. Anna Marie Yanni reports the team includes former Badger greats and Olympians.
The team's first Madison games are at the Wisconsin Fieldhouse January 17th and 18th. They're part of the inaugural League One Volleyball, or Love season, that runs from January through April. Madison's team includes star Badger alumni like Sarah Franklin and Lauren Carlini. Carlini is an Olympic silver medalist and was one of the first to commit to the pro team after a decorated career overseas.
There's nothing quite like playing at home and in front of friends and family and being able to do it now at the professional level.
She's eager to play for Wisconsin fans again. Tickets for Love Madison's matches start at $15. They play at both the Fieldhouse and the Alliant Energy Center. Anna Marie Yanni, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, who doesn't love going to a good thrift store and finding a great deal? In today's Wisconsin Life, we've got a story about thrift shopping at a hotspot in Madison. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about what drives a group of bargain hunters to dig for secondhand objects in Madison.
Ever wonder where your donated stuff goes if it doesn't sell? Well, if you donated it to a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in Dane County, then it might end up at a place called Dig and Save in Madison. At Dig and Save, people can shop for clothes and household items by the pound. But as Alexandra Salmon found out, Dig and Save's shoppers say there's so much more to the place than just the hot deals.
This place moves fast. Everybody will get in there and they'll dart for a cart and then they're straight back to wherever they go, whether it's...
That's Ivan Kalin. He's a regular at Dig and Save. Today, he's among the dozens of people shopping, either for personal reasons or for resale.
You kind of got to know where you're going and know what you're looking for. And I kind of have a plan, but I try to keep it on the hip.
Can you tell me, do you have any sort of strategy for when you come to Dig and Save? I mean...
Watch myself.
Yeah.
You stay friendly. You just be nice. You come in here. You work with people.
This is Tom Stassi from Wanakee. He likes to look for sporting equipment.
If I'm here and I'm looking at buying something, but if I'm here and I see somebody that needs something, I will take that from my cart and I will give that to them. Because it's not about just the money. This is a tough time in our country right now. Believe it or not, a smile can help more than you can believe.
So tell me about the feeling that you have in your body when you find something that you know it's a really good deal?
Well, I'll tell you, it's kind of the same feeling when you gamble or when you know, some people have problems with the substances. It's really all the same feeling. Shopping gives you the serotonin rush that you're looking for. And, when you can find that really good thing here, it's just, it makes you really happy. And you want to, and there's a community here, so I can kind of share it with people. And I definitely know a lot of these people in line. Eventually this line will wrap around the parking lot and you can share your joy. And then you meet different communities of people. Like there's a clothing community here and there's a electronics community and a toys community. They're all looking for different things and I look for everything. So
my name is Tracy Talby. I'm from Madison, Wisconsin. I love going to Dig and Save. I love to find blankets and donate them. So that's one of the things I like to do is, you know, if I find some really nice blankets, pack them up, wash them, of course, and then pack them up and donate them to the shelters here in Madison. I mean, if you need dishes, this is a place to go. I just found, like, 8 bowls, and I put them all together for somebody that you know, they all match.
Yeah.
So I left them there in case, you know, somebody needs 8 bowls. And sometimes I find myself even doing that.
Yeah.
Like, how, if I see something, I help other people shop.
What have you found so far that you are excited about?
Some dishes. some good plates and wine glasses. So
that's Venetia Anthony from Madison. She's a first timer at Dig and Save. What's the feeling you get when you realize you got a hot deal?
Excited and oh my gosh, sometimes I'm nervous. It's like, is this really true? But yes, it makes me feel good.
Yeah, me too.
Alexandra Salmon is an independent radio producer who lives in Madison. She brought us the stories of Dig and Save shoppers in Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast and find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it for this Friday. Quick check of weather before we let you go for the weekend. It's going to be a little cloudy today. Could see a few scattered flurries across many parts of the state. However, it's going to be warmer than it has been, with high temperatures reaching into the 20s and 30s. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Have a great rest of your day and a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.